Morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed in Brachos. We're on the bottom of Chavtes Amad Aleph. Let's make this attempt to finish this parak this morning. From the words Gufa in the Gemara, so the topics have been very halach lamasa, practical law regarding the Hilchos of Tefillah, missing Mashiv Aruch HaMored HaGashem, missing Saint Talamat Levracha. What do you do? How do you go back? When do you go back? Where do you go back to? So these are the topics of discussion that have been coming up in the course of the Gemara. Gufa, the Gemara continues. Now, Amir Revi Tanchon, Amir Revasi, Tavolo Hiskur, Gevurah Hashamim, B'tchias HaMeitzim. So if you forget Gevurah Hashamim, in Tchias HaMeitzim, so you forget when it's appropriate to say, Mashav Ruch Mordeh Gashem, Machzir Noso, so you have to go back. Sheila B'berchas Hashanim, Machzir Noso. But if you forget V'sein Talam Matal Avracha, during the ninth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, so you don't have to go back. Why? Because when you get to Shomei Tefillah, so then you can insert it in then. You remember what we said yesterday over the course of Rashi and Tosfos. The difference between the two is as follows. Because when it comes to Mashiv Ruach HaMored HaGashem, so that's not a Tefillah, says Rashi. That's just an Askara. That's just simply a reference, a mention. So that's nice. So you're not going to go back. I'm sorry, you can't put that into Shomei Tefillah. Rashi explains, Tosfos explains, because Shomei Tefillah is where you're going to daven. Mashiv Ruach HaMored HaGashem is not a bakasha, it's not a request, it's just simply an askara. So you can't put in Shomei Tefillah, so what do you have to do? You got to go back. And as I mentioned yesterday, when we say you got to go back, you got to go back to the beginning. Because the first three brachas are treated like one unit. So you can't just simply go back to Atagibor. Now that we got to go back, and now you have to say Mashiv Ruach HaMored HaGashem, you got to go back all the way to the beginning. But when you left Eva saying Talamat al Vracha, that's the ninth bracha Shmoneh Esrei. That's a bakasha, that's a request. So if you left it out over there, so you could just simply put into Shomei Tefillah. Then the Gemara continues, V'havdala b'chonin d'asin machzir noso mimnei she'achol amr alakos. But when it comes to Havdala, and you forget to say, Atachon antanu in your Shmoneh Esrei, that's not so bad. Why? Because after Shmoneh Esrei, you'll say Havdala anyway, alakos, meisvei. So the Gemara asks a very simple question based on a braisa, soto sefta. Tavolo hizkir gevurah g'shamim b'tchias ha'meisim machzir noso. If you don't say, Mashiv Ruach HaMored HaGashem, so you go back. She'ela b'rechas v'shanim machzir noso. And if you forget she'ela, so you do go back. Now we can pause right here at this point in time. You realize Akasha, meaning that previously we said that you don't have to go back because you could just simply insert into Shomei Tefillah. Here it says you do have to go back. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha Habiyach Rabbi Tzibor. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we could suggest as follows. There's a difference between davening as an individual versus davening as a Tzibor. And davening as an individual, you have to go back. As an individual, you do have to go back, and as a tzibur, you don't. But tzibur, my time, Allah mishum deshamat mishleach tzibur. So the Gemara says, and why? Because when you're davening with the shleach tzibur, so you may have forgotten it, but you get a second chance. Shleach tzibur is going to review the whole chazaras hashatz for you. So So the Gemara then says, fine. But then the Tosefta should be giving us the real reason. Meaning the Tosefta says, well, because you can put in Shomei Tefillah. That's not true. The real reason why you don't have to go back and repeat is because you're going to hear it again from the Shliach Tzibur. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to go with a different approach, and that is both the previous Braisa and this Tosefta is talking about when you're davening as an individual. And the Gemara gives a very simple answer, and that's the following. That if you forgot V'sein Talamat Al-Varacha, and over the course of somewhere now in your Shmoneh Esrei, between now and Shomei Tefillah, you remember? That's great. Because then what you can do is when you get to Shomei Tefillah, you put it in Shomei Tefillah, like we discussed previously. If, however, you already made the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah, and now you're moving on in Shmoneh Esrei, and you're Ritzeh, and you're Modim, and now you remembered, I forgot, instead of saying V'sein Tal, I said V'sein Bracha. So now you got to go back. So and you can't just simply run back to Shomei Tefillah, you got to go back. Now, where exactly do you go back to? So the Gemara does not say. So I advise, take a look at the Tosfos on the top of Chavtes Amid Beis. We're not going to go through it now, but Tosfos has a lengthy discussion in terms of where exactly are you going to go back. Once you pass Shomei Tefillah, once you blow by V'sein Bracha, and instead of saying V'sein Talav Matal, you say V'sein Bracha, and then you blow by Shomei Tefillah, and now you know you got to go back. That's exactly the Gemara's conclusion. But where do you go back to? Do you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? Do you go back to the Bracha of V'sein Talav Matal Bracha? So that's not particularly clear from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't simply doesn't talk about it. So see Tosfos over there for a lengthy discussion about that. Amar Rabbi Tanchan Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yishu Ben Levi Tav Elo Hizkir Shavosh Chosh Ba'avoda Chozer La'avoda. What if you forgot Yalav Yavo? And so the Gemara says, so it's okay. So you go back to Yalav Yavo. So Chozer La'avoda. So you go back to the Bracha of Avoda. Ritzei is the Bracha of Avoda. Nizkir Ba'avoda Chozer La'avoda. So well, let's say in Modim. You remember, it's Rosh Chodesh. I forgot Yalav Yavo, so you go back to Ritzei. B'Sim Shalom Chozer La'avoda. What about Sim Shalom? And you know, you forgot Yalav Yavo, you go back to Ritzei. V'im Siyem Chozer La'rosh. Now, if you have concluded your Shemoneh Esrei, so now, and you forgot Yalav Yavo, you got to go back, you got to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Papa Re Dervacha Barad Ahada Amar An Siyem Chozer La'rosh La'amar Nal Sha'akar Aglav Ava Lo Akar Aglav Chozer La'avoda. Now, what is considered the end of Shemoneh Esrei? Meaning, when it precisely does Shemoneh Esrei end? So, interestingly enough, it's not when you finish the bracha. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei is when you take your steps backward. That's the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So, Amalei Menalacha, Amalei Me'Abba Mari Shmili. I heard it from Abba Mari, my father. V'Abba Mari Me'Rav. And my father heard it from Rav. Okay, it's a good Masora. I'm Rav Nachmar Yitzchak. Hadam Arnaka Raglav Chozel Arosh. Now, if you have the minhag of saying tachanun, like more tefillas after Shemoneh Esrei, now, don't get confused. The Gemara here is not talking about tachanun. The Gemara just simply says that if you add extra supplications after your Shemoneh Esrei, so then your Shemoneh Esrei is still going on. All right, many have the minhag. In fact, it's in, I would say, every Seder, that after Shemoneh Esrei, after you say, so then what happens is you can say Elokai Netzor. Now, Elokai Netzor is not one of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not part of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a little post-Shemoneh Esrei extra supplication, Elokai Netzor. Now, that's not part of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, where, by the way, where does that Nusach come from? So it actually comes from the Gemara. We're going to see it later on in the Masechta. So the Gemara says, as long as you have the minhag of saying those types of extra davenings, so your Shemoneh Esrei is still, right, you're still on air, you're still saying your Shemoneh Esrei, and so there you don't have to go back all the way to the beginning, you just simply go back to Ritzei.
Actually, you can dance the minion, it can be, there's not to repeat, it can be Yasir Shleir Tzibol, no?
Huh?
It can be Yasir Shleir Tzibol, if it doesn't
have a, if you're davening with a minion, right. So, Achet Tfilah Chosel Avod, Ika Dami Amar Rav Nachmar Yitzchak HaDamar, Naki Lo Aka Raglav Chosel Avoda, Lo Amar Nishal Lo Regal Lo Mar Tachanunim, Achet Tfilah So, Aval Im Eino Regal Lo Mar Tachanunim, Achet Tfilah So, Chosel Arosh. Now, this Ika Dami pretty much says exact, makes the exact same point. It just, instead of saying it in the positive, it puts it into the negative. If you don't normally say Tachanunim afterwards, and you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, so then you got to go to the beginning. Okay. Rav Elazar Omer Hoset Tfilah So Kevan. Now, part of the one of the lines in the Mishnah that we're up to is that you cannot make your tefillah keva. And if you make your tefillah keva, so the language of the Mishnah is that your tefillah is not considered tachanunim. Meaning the whole point of davening is to ask from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and ask for compassion from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you cannot make your tefillah keva. And so my keva. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yaakov Be'idi Amar Rav Yoshia Kol She Tefillah So Doma Alav Kamasui. So one pshat in the Gemara is your tefillah is like a burden. Meaning, you know you got to daven, so you wake up, and you daven, and there's not much excitement, and just, in other words, you want to get it over with. So that's one idea of, that's what you're not supposed to do. Now the Chachamim give a different pshat, you did not say it, B'loshon Tachnonim. So what exactly does that mean? Hard to say. It's a tone, it's a mannerism. I'm not particularly sure what exactly he means by that. You have to say something new in your davening. Your davening cannot just simply be an automatic repeat, but something new has to be added. Meaning you have to really make it personal. You have something that you need, a personal need that you have, so you got to put that into every davening. You can't just simply go and through the motions of davening again and again. I'm Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera says, you know, I have this ability to be mechadish b'milsa. In other words, I can add something to my davening, but I worry though that it's just going to confuse me, and I'm going to fumble my way through the davening. So I try not to do it. Anyone who doesn't daven in dimdu mechama. Meaning that the best time to daven is right around the sun. Now here, as Rashi explains, we're talking about both sides of the sun, meaning the sun's on the eastern horizon and the sun's on the western horizon. Now when the sun just exposes itself on the eastern horizon, so that's called Shacharis, right? And the Gemara has repeated again and again that there's a mitzvah to daven Shacharis, right, im hachama, as the sun is rising, well, otherwise known as Vasikin. But on the other hand also, there's another hiddur, which he's expressing, which is to daven mincha, not in the middle of the day, not the beginning of the afternoon, but wait until the sun is about to set. So there's an extra hiddur to daven mincha at that time as well. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah to daven at these times. These are the, in other words, there's a larger window of davening in general, but these are preferred times for davening. Shacharis, when the sun is rising, and mincha as the sun is setting, but not after the sun is setting. The pasuk says, Yeruchem Hashemesh, that when you have fear, your fear should come together with the sun. And Yira, of course, is a reference to davening. Davening, you're Omei Lefnei HaMelech, you have Yira Samakom. So when you are davening, it should be Im HaShemesh, it should be together with the sun on both sides. Now, Laitai Allah B'marava Aman D'Matzlim D'Mdumechama. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't like this practice. Now, let's be clear about what this is. Meaning, davening Vasikin, how many times has the Gemara gone over with us that that's the best way to do it? So he's not, the Gemara here is not referencing Vasikin, davening Vasikin in the morning, because that is certainly a preference. And there's no, hard to imagine that what they lied in Eretz Yisrael, they cursed in Eretz Yisrael, somebody who davened Shacharis Vasikin. And Rashi over here says that's not the Pshat. The Pshat says Rashi is, we're talking about Mincha, meaning you have a large window of opportunity to daven Mincha. And that window of opportunity starts 6.5 hours into the day. Right, on a perfect day, we're talking 12:30 in the afternoon. And so now the Zman Mincha starts at 12:30, and it continues the entire afternoon. And now what are we going to do? We're going to wait until right before sunset to daven Mincha. By the way, I know that's what we do every day. But I'm saying, but we're going to wait all the way till right before sunset to daven Mincha. All you need is one phone call, one little emergency, and that's it. You're going to lose Mincha, and you're going to lose Zman Mincha. So he says that it's very risky, and in Eretz Yisrael they didn't like that. My time, Dilma Mitzvah Leshaita, because that's all you need. You need just one little emergency, and you're going to miss Mincha. So the Gemara does not, in Eretz Yisrael, meaning, no, it's subject to a debate. Meaning, on one hand, the Gemara said that it's a hiddur to daven Mincha at that time. On the other hand, the Gemara says, but you also run the risk, giving yourself such a small window of opportunity to daven Mincha, you run the risk of missing Mincha altogether. Yes. Right. Right, but and Rav Yochanan keeps repeating to us that you need to daven Vasikin. So that's why, I mean, that's what Rashi says. That this light is only going on Mincha, it's not going on Shacharis. Rabbi Yehoshua Amar Amalach Mamakam Sakana Mispal Tfilah Kitzara B'chol Parsha Ta'avor. So my Parsha Ta'avor. Again, we go back to the Mishnah, we're looking at the Lashon of the Mishnah. Now the Lashon of the Mishnah is, let's say, it's a Makam Sakana, meaning you really need to daven now. Remember I mentioned the Ramban yesterday. Ramban says that davening is a mitzvah derabanan. And so we daven daily because Chachamim tells us to daven daily. Good. But then when it's a Shas Sakana, when you really need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you really need to speak to him, so then he says that davening at that point becomes a mitzvah daraisa. So that's the opinion of the Ramban. So the Mishnah, which obviously is not going to take a side on whether the Rambam or the Ramban are right, but the Mishnah says that when you're in a Shas Sakana, so you say a tefillah. And the tefillah, as provided to us by the Mishnah, goes like this. Rav Shua Omer, I'm holach b'makom sakana. I'm just reviewing the Mishnah. Mispal tefillah katzar v'omer. And the Mishnah itself gives us a nusach. And the nusach is, Hosha Hashem esamcha esheiris Yisrael b'chol parshas ha'avor. Now, I didn't even know how to pronounce it correctly. Ha'avor, ha'ibu, ha'ibor. Okay, so that's the davening that you say. So the Gemara now wants to know, first of all, let's just give taich. What does it mean? What do the words actually mean? So my parsha is Avraham, Rav Chista, Mar Ukva, Afil B'Shasha, Atam, Ismalei, Aleim, Evra. Ki Isha Ubra. So the Gemara says, it's even when you're angry with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and clearly it must be to a certain degree you are, because I'm experiencing right now a very serious emergency. So even in the time of your anger, Ibor or Avor comes from the Lashon of Evra, right? Right. We say that at the Haggadah, right? Evra v'Zaam v'Malachei Chavala. Yeah. Okay. So we said it. We said the Haggadah. So anyway. So Evra is anger. Ki isha ubra, like a pregnant woman. Correct. Yutzo called Sarchem lefanecha. So even at this time, please keep our needs in mind. Ovrim al divrei Torah. No, Evra over here doesn't come from the word of anger. It comes from the word avera, meaning, look, even when we're avaryanim, please listen to our tefillah. You called Sarchem lefanecha. Tana Rabbana Hamalach b'makam gedudei chayev alistim espal tefillah katsara. So if you are traveling in a very dangerous area where there are wild animals, where there are robbers, where they're both, so you say tefillah katsara v'ezu tefillah katsara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Osir Ratzincha b'shamayim imal v'sein nachas ruach li'reyecha mitachas v'hatov be'inecha aseh b'ruch atas Hashem shamei tefillah. Okay, so small, very direct tefillah when you're in this time of danger. And the Gemara now is going to list for us numerous Tanayim with numerous different nuschos of this particular tefillah. It seems from the Gemara, although I'm just suggesting, and I don't have to be right, and usually I'm not, but it seems like it could be that this is just a self-composition, meaning as you see fit, although the Gemara at the conclusion of all this is going to side with which one is the preferred nusach. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Shama Shama Samcha Yisrael Va'aseh Mehera Bakashasam Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzedek Amar Shama Tzaka Samcha Yisrael Va'aseh Mehera Bakashasam Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Now again, thematically they're all very much the same. It's just a question of what is the appropriate nusach. Acherim Omrim, and now we get the final opinion, that of Acherim. And that is Sarchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim, our needs are great. Vidatam kitzara, and we're not that particularly smart. You hear it's almost fanecha Hashem lakenisha titin lechol echa v'echa kedei parnasaso. Please provide for everybody their needs. Ulechol gviyo gviya de machzaron. For every single person, give him exactly what he needs. Bruchat Hashem shomei tefillah. Na'am Rav Huna, halacha ka'achem. So the Gemara says that's a nusach, meaning that final nusach that was just provided to us, that's a nusach of tefillah katsara when you are in a makam sakana. Amalei Eliyahu le'Rabbi Yehuda Achud Rav Salah Chasida, conversation between Eliyahu and Navi and Rav Yehuda. Lo tirtach v'lo tachte. Lo tirtach v'lo tachte, Rashi. Don't get angry. Says Rashi, lo sicho shemitoch hakasa tabalei dechet. Because what happens when you get angry is that's when you sin. When you lose your patience and you lose your temper, so you say things you don't mean, you do things you don't want to do. So that is piece of advice number one. Lo sarvi v'lo sachti, don't get drunk, explains Rashi. Right? Eliyahu's advice is do not get drunk, because if you do, once again it'll lead to chet. Ukishata yotzal derech hamelech bekonech vitzei. And when you go on the way, hamelech bekonech vitzei. Somewhat ambiguous term, the Gemara immediately explains. May hamelech bekonech vitzei? Am Rabbi Yaakov, am Rav Chista, zu tfilas haderech. This is a reference to tfilas haderech. Make a supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you go on a journey. Am Rabbi Yaakov, am Rav Chista, kol yosel haderech, sarach lispal tfilas haderech. Here we go. The Gemara is going to now give us a nusach of tfilas haderech when you're traveling. My tfilas haderech yirtzam alfanecha Hashem lakai shesoli chenu l'shalom v'satz yidin l'shalom v'satz mechen l'shalom v'satz v'lein mikav kol oyev v'orev b'derech v'sishlach bracha b'ma'ase yadai u'sechanein l'chenu l'chesel v'rachmin b'nech v'nei korai bracha Hashem shomei tfilah. Okay? See your sitter for a full translation. So Amar Abaye, now for those of you who are good and familiar with the text, you will notice that's not exactly our nusach. There's a significant difference between our nusach and the one that was just provided over here in the Gemara. And why is our nusach a little bit different? First of all, what's the difference between our nusach and the nusach over here? So you'll notice that, as what I just read, Yiratzon Fanecha, Hashem Elokai, Shesolicheni L'Shalom, V'Sa'asideni L'Shalom. So how is the nusach originally provided in the Gemara? Lashon Yachid. Makes sense. In other words, I'm davening for myself. So I'm saying it b'lashon yachid. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, let's make one small correction in the nusach that was just provided to us. La'olam lishatef inish nafshe b'hadei tzibura. The best thing to do is to put yourself together with the tzibur. Include yourself as part of the tzibur. Rashi, al yispal, first Rashi in the Yamud. Al yispal tefillah katsar b'lashon yachid. Ela b'lashon rabim shemitoch kach tefillah son ishmas. Your tefillah is better heard as rather than spoken from an individual, as spoken as part of the tzibur. Now it's interesting because you're not with the tzibur right now, meaning normally we say tefillah b'tzibur is when there's a minion of people around you. It happens to be right now there isn't a minyan of people around you. But still, at least the nusach itself should be made in such a way where you're part of the tzibur. So heichi neima, so the Gemara now goes, says, what's that small little correction we should be making? And then fill in the rest. Meaning, so every time, instead of saying an individual, say it as part of the tzibur. Amos Matzli. Now, when do you say this tefillas aderek? Now, the Gemara's question over here could be understood in one of two ways, and Rashi actually goes over both of these ways to understand the Gemara's question. Meaning, when do you start your journey? At what point in the journey should you now say tefillas aderek? That's one way to understand the Gemara's question. Or another way to understand the Gemara's question is, what's the total distance that needs to be traveled in order to say tefillas aderek? Meaning there's a shear. For every mitzvah, there's a shear. And so for tefillas aderech, there's going to be a shear. You need to travel a little bit. I traveled this morning less than a mile to get to work. Okay? Approximately, I went around the circle, and I drove my car, so it wasn't even that exciting. So in other words, what's the shear in order to say tefillas aderech? So Amos Matzli, so Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Mishah Shemahalach Baderech, is when you start on the way. Ad Kama, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Ad Parsa. So it is ad parsa, it is a full parsa. Parsa is 4 mil, so it is the length of a parsa. Now, again, so how are we going to understand this? So again, we're going to go over two ways to understand it. You can take a look at Rashi, ad parsa. Avalola achar shahalech parsa. Meaning that the first way to understand the Gemara is that when you start your journey, so really you should say tefillas aderech at the beginning. This is the first way Rashi understands the Gemara. And then what you should do is, really, that's the best time to have said tefillas aderech. But then if you're in travel, so then you have ad parsa, up until a parsa, meaning 4 mil into your journey, do you have this right slash obligation to say tefillas aderech. From that point forward already, don't say it. Now it's hard to understand according to this first pshat of Rashi, meaning why do you lose your opportunity to say tefillas aderech after a parsa? I'm not sure. Meaning, I guess it's because you're no longer starting your journey. Maybe the tefillah is for the one who begins his journey, and this person is already in journey. I'm not sure. It's hard to understand why you, according to the first Pshat and Rashi, why you've lost your opportunity to say tefillah sederach. Now, then he quotes the Bahag. The Rashi quotes the Bahag, who says, "Mefarsh ad kama yivakish." Sorry, ad kama yivakish lelech shei tzarech leis palal ad parsa. Afilo ein lo leich ela ad parsa. And the Bahag gives the alternate pshat, the one that I mentioned earlier, meaning that the Gemara's question and answer over here is not at what point do you say tefillas aderech, but how long do you have to travel in order to say tefillas aderech. And the ad parsa means that even if you're only traveling 4 mil, it's not a long distance. You're talking right approximately 4 kilometers, approximately. So it's really not a long distance, but nevertheless, even for such a short distance, you still have to say tefillas aderech. Now, v'heichi matzila, so now, how do you say tefillas aderech? Meaning, it's a small problem. Meaning, generally speaking, when we daven, we want to be stationary, and we want to be focused. Right? For Shmon Esrei, right? That's the best position to be in, to be stationary and focused. But here, tefillas aderech has a built-in irony, in that you're traveling. So it's a small problem. How are you going to be stationary and focused when you're traveling? So heichi matzila, so Rav Chista amar me'umad. So Rav Chista says you got to be stationary and focused, right? Like you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. And Rav Sheshes amar afilo mahalech. And Rav Sheshes says no. Even while traveling, you could say tefillas aderech. So Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes have a kazeh ba'orcha. So now we have a machlokus between two amarayim, Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. And now we're going to have a story involving these very two Amoraim. Now, before I tell the story, before we read the story in the Gemara, there's just one little piece of information that becomes necessary to know in order to really appreciate the story. Rav Sheshes is blind, right? Our two famous blind Amoraim are Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef. So Rav Sheshes being blind, so now that you know that, you really appreciate the story. So Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, have a kaz baruch kam Rav Chista v'kam atle. So Rav Chista gets up and he starts stavening. And Rav Chista stops to daven. Now again, davening over here, probably in the context of this entire Gemara, we're probably talking about tefillas aderech. So Rav Chista stops and daven. And why does he do that? L'shita so. Because just 4 lines ago in the Gemara told us that Rav Chista says you got to stop to daven. That is the preferred method of davening, even tefillas aderech. So Amalei Rav Shesha Zoshamei Maika Avid Rav Chista. So Rav Shesha says to his attendant, wait a second. In other words, and you really, if you got to be blind to really appreciate the Gemara over here. Because Rav Shesha knew that Rav Chista was walking alongside him, and then Rav Shesha realized Rav Chista is no longer walking alongside him. So he turns to his attendant and he says, wait a second, where's Rav Chista? So, and obviously because he's blind, he doesn't see, but he senses that he's not there anymore. So, my kavir Rav Chista, Amalei, Kayo Matzlei. So the attendant explained, Rav Chista stopped so that he could daven and say Tzilas HaDerech. Amalei, Ukmanami Lididi Va'atzlei. So Rav Shesha says, well, if Rav Chista's doing it, I'm doing the same. Despite the fact that Rav Chista himself, Rav Shesha himself doesn't agree with Rav Chista. And he says that there's no need to stop in daven. And you can daven while en route. But nevertheless, he's walking alongside Rav Chista. So when in Rome, do like the Romans. When together with Rav Chista, he's going to behave like Rav Chista. Miyos tov, I'll take rara. It's better to be called good rather than to be bad. Meaning, obviously, I don't think it's bad to daven and to walk. But when I'm with Rav Chista, I do like Rav Chista. Okay. Now we continue in the Gemara now. We're talking about abridged Shmona Esrei. Now you remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a debate whether in general one is entitled to say an abridged version of Shmona Esrei. So we have the long version of Shmona Esrei. It's not long. That's just simply the Nosach. But then under certain conditions and under certain circumstances, it can be truncated. Now even when it can be truncated, there are two methods of truncating it. There's number one, what's called Havinenu. Havinenu, we already went over the Nosach in the Gemara. Havinenu is really taking every one of the middle 13 brachas and reducing it to just a phrase and just stringing it together in a paragraph like we went over yesterday in the Gemara. And the other, there's even a shorter and even more truncated version of davening, which the Gemara refers to as Tfila Kitzara. So the Gemara now wants to know, it's such a straightforward and simple question, what's the difference? What's the difference between these two shortened versions of davening? Micah ben Avinin, Tfilah Kitzara, Avinin, Abay, Letzlui, Gimel, Kamaisa, Vigama, Basraisa, Vichimata, Levesa, Labay, Lamahadu, Letzlui. Says the Gemara number one. When it comes to Havinenu, so you got to say the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei, not in any type of reduced form, but in its original form. And you got to say the Ritzei and Modim and Sim Shalom afterwards as well, in its original format. And the only thing you're really doing is you're consolidating the 13 middle brachas into the Shmona Esrei itself. And when you get home, in other words, you said Havinenu ala derech. And because you didn't have a lot of time, so you said this shortened version. And then when you get home, do you have to daven Shmona Esrei again? No, because you daven Shmona Esrei already. In other words, to put it really simply, Havinenu is Shmona Esrei. It's in a different form, it's reduced, it's truncated, but it is Shmona Esrei. However, Tfilah Kitzara lo by Letzur lo Gimel Kamaisa v'lo Gimel Basraisa. But when you say the Tfilah Kitzara, as the Nusach itself was provided to us in the Mishnah, so you don't say the three before, you don't say the three afterwards. V'chimat lo beis ba'al mahad letzuye. And when you go back home again, you got to daven again. And let me say this even clearer: it's not davening again. Meaning, because Tfilah Kitzara is not davening; it's not Shmona Esrei. It is supplicating in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you greatly need him, but it's not Shmona Esrei. So when you got when you go home, you got to say Shmona Esrei. Havinenu mu'um matfila kitzar bein mu'um and bein mahalek. Now Havinenu being that it is Shmona Esrei, so you got to say it's stationary. Meaning just like by Shmona Esrei, you got to say it's stationary. So to and standing. So to by Havinenu, you got to be omed. You have to be stationary, calm, and focused. But tefila kitzara, you could be standing, you could be walking, you could be traveling. In other words, it's on the road, it's on the go. Now, if you're traveling on a donkey, and you're going, and now it's the time of tefillah, Zman tefillah, and Zman tefillah is coming to an abrupt end, and so you got to daven. So if you can disembark from your donkey and have somebody else hold your donkey while you're davening so that you don't lose your donkey, great. But if not, so you stay on top of the donkey and you daven while on the donkey. Rabbi Omer ben kach ben kach yeshu ben kama vizpala. And Rabbi says, no, you always stay on the donkey and you always daven from sitting on the donkey. Because What are you going to do now? Remember, you're traveling right now. Your main objective right now is to get from point A to point B. So now what are you going to do? You're going to stop your donkey. You're going to get off your donkey. So all you're going to do is now think about, wait a second, I need to be getting to a certain place. Look, we're humans. We're all, the words of Gemara is speaking not to Malachi Asharis, the Gemara is speaking to us. And so, for you to get off the donkey at this point in time and now to be thinking and to clear your mind and be thinking about davening, Rebbe says that's too much. And so therefore, you stay on the donkey and you keep traveling on the donkey. Amar Rav Yitamer Rav Yeshua ben Levi Halacha Karebi. And the Gemara says it very clearly, that's the given halacha. So when traveling, even if you do have an option to stop, so like Rabbi says, then no, you don't stop. Let's say either you're blind or you're just simply geographically challenged. You don't know what's north, what's south, what's east, what's west. So what you do is you're mechavin libo. So in other words, you don't know which way to face, but at least in your heart, you should say, I'm facing in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar, V'yisbalu Hashem, Hayom Be'chutz Ha'aretz Chavin Eslibu Keneged Eretz Yisrael. So if you are in Chutz Ha'aretz, so you should be facing Eretz Yisrael. Now it's interesting. We have in our Gemara, the Nusach we have in our Gemara is Yechavin Eslibu Keneged Eretz Yisrael. Now what that literally means is your heart should be facing Eretz Yisrael, but that's a difficult Nusach. Why is that so difficult? Because the Gemara just used that nusach for someone who doesn't know which way to face. So when you don't know which way to face, so then your heart should be in the right place. But that's not a physical direction. It just simply means by intent. Look, I don't know which way is up. I don't know which way is north. Okay, so I'm davening, and my heart's in the right place. My heart is facing the right place. So here, if you look carefully at Tosfos over here says it's the fourth Tosfos on the Amud. Take out the word lay from the Gemara over here. Because we're talking about the person who does know which way to face. You see what Tosfos did? And if it wasn't clear in the different Amaskil, so let's read on in Tosfos. Velo garsinan libo. The apan of kai ke diktani seifa. Hayahome b'mizrach machzir pan of lamarav. So in other words, here we're talking about actually facing into the direction of Eretz Yisrael, and we'll be more specific in just a moment. So anyway, so it's an important correction of Tosfos in the Gemara. You take out the word libo. So yichavin libo keneged avi shebeshamayim. Shenam ravis palal Hashem ayomed bechutz aretz chavin is libo. Sorry, yichavin keneged Eretz Yisrael. Shenam ravis palal elecha derech artsam hayomed beretz Yisrael. Now let's say you have the good fortune of being in Eretz Yisrael. So yichavin is libo keneged Yerushalayim. So now, whenever you are in Eretz Yisrael, face Yerushalayim. Shenem Rav Yisvalo Hashem Derech Ha'ir. Asher Bacharta. Hayah Omeh B'Yerushalayim. Now let's say you have even better fortune. You're in Yerushalayim. Yechavin Keneged Beis HaMikdash. So now your objective is to face the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem Rav Yisvalo Beis HaZeh. Hayah Omeh Beis HaMikdash. Yechavin Slibu Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now let's say you're already there in the Beis HaMikdash. So you face Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenem Rav Yisvalo HaMakom HaZeh. Hayah Omeh Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what if you're in Kodesh HaKadoshim? Now, who is in Kodesh HaKadoshim? Right. One person, one day of the year. So, I guess that's what the Gemara is talking about right now. Yechavnes libo keneged Beis HaKaporas. So, you're now in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, which way do you turn? To the Beis HaKaporas, the covering over the Ara. Hayom in Achor Beis HaKaporas, Yeratzma Kilo Lifnei HaKaporas. If, let's say, you're behind the Beis HaKaporas. So, as Rashi explains, there are 11 Amos between the western side of the bias of the actual edifice of the Beis HaMikdash and the wall of the Azara. So therefore you turn around and you face the Beis HaKaparas. Nimzalme b'mizrach machzir panel l'marav. B'marav machzir panel v'mizrach. B'darav machzir panel v'tzafon. B'tzafon machzir panel v'daron. Okay, in other words, wherever you're standing, you face into the direction of Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kaparas. Nimtzu kol Yisrael mechavnes libam lamakum echad. Amar Rabbi Avin v'item Rabbi Avina, my kra. We see this in the Pasuk. Kemigdal David tzavarech banui l'talpios. And the Gemara describes it as talpios. And we're going to take the word talpios and make it into a contraction of tel. It is a mound. Shekopios ponimbo. Where all mouths, all lips are facing that particular mound of Yerushalayim. Now, You have to leave early in the morning. So you got to daven. Now, as we already learned, the best time to daven is after sunrise. Vasikin. And you do have until 4 hours into the day to daven, but right now you're on a trip. And you're on a business trip. You're traveling. So you simply don't have to. You don't have the time to daven after sunrise or later in the morning as well. So what you want to do is now you want to daven early. Now, what exactly does early mean? So we don't know. We're not sure. Let's put it that way, because the Gemara simply says you have a baila mepek lo orcha. You're traveling on your way. Have a makdame umatzle. All the Gemara tells us is it's early. So you daven early. And these two Amoraim, Avua, Deshmuel, and Levi, did exactly that. So take a look at Tosos. It's a very interesting Tosos over here. It's the Tosos Avua Deshmuel. And Tosos writes the following. Perish Rashi, Kodam Amud HaShachar. So Rashi says, how early are we talking about? So it's before dawn. And Tosos asks the obvious question. V'lo Nira, I can't imagine. You're davening Shachar's before dawn? Now, everyone understand that sunrise is when the sun rises from over the horizon. Okay, that was brilliant. And dawn is approximately an hour and 12 minutes prior to sunrise. Meaning dawn is when the eastern sky gets lit up in anticipation of the sun rising. Fine. And then there's another time in the middle of Mishiyaker ben Eschavero Dalaramas. In other words, when you can, there's enough illumination where you can recognize your friend. Which the Gemara earlier said is the time when you could say Shema in the morning. But in the meantime, however, we're talking about davening. We're talking about Shacharis. So when's the earliest time that you can daven Shacharis? And here, in other words, it's not lechatzchila, it's not preferred. But in other words, but you're traveling. So what are you going to do? So you got to daven early. So the way Rashi says it, as presented to us by Tosos, is it's even, we're talking even before dawn. And Tosos writes, and let's continue in Tosos. V'lo nira, de'im kein lo ayotzim boklal. The Adayin Eino Yom. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Meaning, even in the Bidyevit scenario, it's not daytime. Before dawn, it's still night. So how can you say that that's Shacharis if you're davening before dawn? Even from the perspective of I'm traveling and I have no other choice. L'kach nira k'per shav benu chanano de misha'ala amur ha-shachar kamar v'hava mekadme kodem anetzachama kamar v'adayin Eino Iker zman tefila. So he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Chananel says, our Gemara is talking about between dawn and sunrise. Between dawn and sunrise, it's not the preferred time for davening. It's not, to use the language of Tosfos, it's not Iker Zman Tefila. Iker Zman Tefila is from sunrise until 4 hours into the day. So, but you're traveling, you got to go. So what are you going to do? So you'll daven between dawn and nates. That's the time that's being described right now in our Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tosfos says, it makes more sense to me that that's what we're talking about, not like Rashi. Now, by the way, where are you going to find this Rashi? So I spent some time looking for this Rashi. So we don't have it. Right? The Tosfos quotes Rashi, but we don't have this comment of Rashi. That's happened before. Okay. Now, so, and here gets even more bizarre. Meaning you're davening Shemon Esra early, but it's too early for Shema. Right, because the Zman of Shema only comes up later in the morning. Right, remember, we've just gone over. Dawn is when, according, let's go like Rabbeinu Chananel. Dawn is the first opportunity to daven Shacharis, meaning Shemon Esrei. But it's too early for Shema. Shema is only from the point of Mishiyakir. So what you'll do is, awkwardly enough, you'll daven Shemon Esrei really early, and then later on you'll say Shema. Right, out of order. So if you have to go on the way and you have these mitzvos to do, so it's Rosh Hashanah, right? What a bad time to travel. It's Rosh Hashanah. So what you do is that you blow shofar really early in the morning, meaning after dawn. You blow shofar. Okay, you yotzei the mitzvah. It's not the preferred time, but you're yotzei. Vitoke lulav amananea, or you shake your lulav. Or Megillah the Karibah, you read your Megillah. In other words, whatever, it's time appropriate, obviously. Now, but it's funny, you could do all these other mitzvahs, but you can't do Shema, because Shema is only later in the morning, only where there's enough light that you can recognize a friend for Amos, which, by the way, is approximately 45 minutes before sunrise. Approximately. So, Kishiyagiyah Zman Kriya Shema Kare. Hishkim Leishe Bekarna Besfina Mespalo Kishiyagiyah Zman Kriya Shema Kare. And if you're traveling on a boat, same story. So you'll daven early, and then Kriya Shema, you'll say at its appropriate time later on. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer ben Kach ben Kach, Kari Kriya Shema Mitzpalo, Kedei Sheyismach Geula Tefila. And the Rashba says that no, that you'll say Shema, you'll say the Brachos of Shema, and then you'll daven, meaning in the correct sequence of Shema with its Brachos, and then davening. So you could fulfill this idea of Samech Geula Tefila. But my command, look at my Savar, Tefila Ma'uman Adif, or my Savar, Mismach Geula Tefila Adif. Now, like so many things in life, it's a give and take. Meaning, what are we arguing over here? Look, either I can daven Shmon Esrei, stationary, focused, calm, but I'll lose out on my smicha gula l'tfila. Because what I'll have to do is I'll daven Shmon Esrei early, and then Shmon I'll daven later. So I've daven Shmon Esrei with kavana, me'umad, standing, and then Shmon I'll just have to push off to later. Or, in other words, while traveling, I'll say Shema my Shmon Esrei. Am I Ma'uman for my Shmon Esrei? No. But at least I got in Smicha Gula Tefillah. So it's a give and take. So the Gemara says, that's exactly the debate over here. What's preferred? Now, Shabbos before Yontif. So the Rabbi Darshans. Right? We're familiar. Okay, we have the Minag Ad Hayom Hazeh. So on Shabbos before Yontif, so Meremar Marzutra, meaning they were both Rosh Yeshiva in their respective city, so they would collect for themselves a minyan in order so that they can daven. Now, the obvious question, why didn't they go to shul? Why didn't they daven together with the minyan? Why are they making their own special minyan at home? Because in the morning of, so that's what they would darshan. They would darshan during the morning of Shabbos. So, now, obviously the obvious question is, everyone else is coming to shul, and they're hearing the drasha, when are they davening? Okay, so I'll share with you a Rashi. Rashi writes like this. B'Shabbos deRiglo Shifnei Pesach V'Atzeres V'Sukkos. So Rashi says, now they did this for all three regalim. Rashi says, even for Shavuos. Rabbi gets up there to darshan. Or Meremar Be'ira or Marzutra Be'ira, and Rashi says, and everyone in the respective city. Hayu Adarshanim Meshachris Hayu Am Hochin LeBeis HaMedrash U'Kishemagiyaz Man Kriya Shema Korin. The Hadarshan Darish, the Aam Nishmatim Mispalim Ish Ish Levado. So Rashi describes it, and so I'm just going to repeat what Rashi says. It's strange. To me. Okay, but, alright, but what can I tell you? And just because it's strange to me doesn't mean it's wrong, it just simply means it's strange. And what everyone would do is at their own time, they would duck out of the shir so that they can daven Shacharis. Now, obviously, I'm confused by all this, as I'm sure everyone else is here. So why don't they just simply all make a minyan? Or why don't they just simply move the drasha to a time so that you could do both, daven with a minyan and darshan? Okay, so I'm being honest. I'm confused. But this is the way Rashi describes it. So for the Rosh Yeshiva themselves, so what do? So really early in the morning, they're going to assemble a minyan in their house so that they could daven now with a minyan, so that when they go to shir, so that now they're going to be focused on the drasha itself. And as far as everyone else, so like Rashi described, they all duck out in order to daven on their own.
The thing is that the Rebbe has a good excuse because what about the night? What's their excuse in davening early?
So they're helping the Rebbe. Okay, Marzut Shabbat Mechan for Be'asar B'Shabbat Adurig L'Matzav Ha'ad Anaf L'Perka Ravashi Matzav Ha'adik Fibur B'Yachin. Now Ravashi, what would he do? Meaning he was faced with the same issue. In other words, they were dashening the entire morning. So when is he going to fit time for davening? Now what he didn't like is the idea of davening early. Or making a minyan, a small little breakaway minyan early in the morning. He didn't like that. So what did he do? So he davened on his own during the drasha. He was able to carve a little bit of time out in the middle of the drasha so that he could daven. How did he carve that time out? So look at Rashi. It's good stuff. Rashi writes, Ravashi haya Rosh Yeshiva b'mas mechasi v'dorish v'hu lo haya mispal konim beis ha-medrash ela kishim magia zman kriya shma lochesh har be'yach le'meturgaman ha'omid lefanav uva'od sheha meturgaman mashmi le'rabim hu kore ishma v'samech gula l'tfila u'mispal me'yushav shalo yerotza latzeh shalo la'atriach etzisib l'akomi panav. Rashi unbelievably explains like this. Here's Ravashi's move. Remember, we talked about this just yesterday, the Meturgaman, 2 days ago. And so what the Meturgaman would do is he was the human microphone. He would broadcast the shiur of the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rav Ashi gave a lot of information over to the Meturgaman. And now the Meturgaman has got to broadcast this information. So Rav Ashi's now got a couple minutes to himself. Whereas the Meturgaman now is passing over the information to the masses, so Rav Ashi now is able, while sitting, under Rav Ashi says, Lochesh, kind of like whispering to himself, Shema, Shmona Esrei, and then, okay. Rav Ashi Matzliv Adi Tzibur B'yachin, Miyushav, Ki Hava Asla Beisei Adam Matzliv Umar. And then, amazingly enough, when Rav Ashi came home later that morning, he davened again while standing. So they say to Rav Ashi, why didn't you do like Marema Mar Zutra? Why didn't you assemble a minyan in your house early in the morning? So he says, no, it just I can't do it. Well, I won't be focused. So the Gemara says, okay, what about Avu Shmuel and Velevi? So in other words, they were davening early. So Amar Lehu Lo Chazin Le Rabban Kashish Minan Dav Dehachi. The previous generations didn't do it. I'm not going to do it. Meaning, obviously, Avu Shmuel and Levi did it, but I didn't see anyone else do it. Therefore, I'm not going to do it myself. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer Ein Tzilas Musafim Ella Bechaveir. Rav Elazar ben Azariah now speaks about the davening of Musaf. Now, Musaf is fascinating, as we've discussed earlier. It is not a tefillah like Shachris Mincha Mariv. Shachris Mincha Mariv is really has a dual nature to it, like we discussed earlier. It is because it's keneged avos and it's keneged the karbanos. So, but in other words, it doesn't matter whether you're a tzibur, you're a yachid, you daven. Shachris Mincha and Mariv. Musaf, however, really has only one nature to it, and that it's keneged the karban. Right? We don't have a fourth patriarch, so it's simply keneged the karban. So Musaf being only that it's connected to the Karban, so essentially now the question arises, when do you daven Musaf? When you're davening with a minion, or even on your own? So the Gemara says, Ein Tfilas HaMusaf Ela B'Chaveir. So Musaf only comes together with Chaveir. Only when you're with a minion, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah. V'Chacham HaMamim B'Chaveir Shlo B'Chaveir. Now the Chachamim says, no, you're with a minion, you're not with a minion, you daven Musaf. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishmo, when there is a minyan davening musaf, so then you're fine, you don't have to daven musaf. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tana Kama, the Gemara says, now, isn't Rabbi Yehuda saying the same thing as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Gemara says, no, Ika Beinayu, Yachid Shalom B'Chaveir. The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference, because Tana Kama, Sefer Pater. If you're an individual, and there's no minyan around you, you're still exempt. Meaning, musaf is only a tzibur obligation. That's it. So if you're an individual, you don't daven musaf. Rav Yehuda sever chayiv, and Rav Yehuda would say no. That as an individual, you're chayiv to daven. I'm Rav Huna Bar Chinna, I'm Rav Chia Bar Rav, halachi Rav Yehuda. That is the halacha, like Rav Yehuda. Shama Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So I'm Ali Rav Chia Bar Rav, and Shaper Kamar Damer Shmuel Miyamai Lo Matzil Matzilus De Musaf Miyachid Bin Arda. And in fact, Shmuel says that's correct. I agree that that's the halacha. Because in the city of Narda, I never daven Musaf as an individual, except for one time. What happened is that the Roman army came in, not Roman, I'm sorry, this is Shmuel Narda, whatever. The local government, the army came in, and into the city, and the Itridu Rabbanim Velotzalu, and they couldn't assemble a minyan. So on that one particular Shabbos, there was no Musaf Vitzibur, Vitzalu Libiachid. So what do I have to do? I have to daven now on my own. Because now it turned into a situation where there was no Tzibur davening Musaf. Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Kara Kameh de Rav Yana, V'yosef, V'kamar Halachi, Kara V'yehuda, Shem Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So good. So that is the halacha of Rav Yehuda as he explained in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. Amalei pokra karech levra. De'ein halacha Rav Yehuda. Shama mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. See, he says, no, take it outside. In other words, that position is not an accepted position. Am Rav Yochanan Nirisis, Rabbi Yanai Desali v'Hadar Sali. I saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. Two back-to-back Shmona Esreis. So what? So you saw him daven twice. And you assumed that one of them was Shacharis and the other one was Musaf. You don't know. I mean, maybe his first Shemoneh Esrei was without Kavana, and then he said, oh no, I didn't daven with Kavana, and therefore he davened again. And he says, no. In other words, if you have a great man testifying about what another person did, he's not just simply speculating. He researched the matter, he knows exactly what happened. He davened Shachris, followed then by Musaf. Thirteen shuls in Tveria, but they didn't go to any one of those shuls. I know it sounds so contemporary. They didn't go to any of those shuls, but where do they daven? They daven where they learned. Should sound familiar. This gemara we did approximately 3 weeks ago. Again, going back to this question of, do you daven Musaf on your own? Or is it only with the tzibur? So the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, as he explained within the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you daven Musaf b'yachid. Rabbi Chiya bar Avad Salih v'hadra Salih. Again, Rabbi Chiya bar Avad daven, and then he davened again. Amalei Rabbi Zera, my time Avad mar hachi. Why did you do that? Eilema mishum de lo kivein. Why? Because you didn't have kavana? Lo kivein mar, daite? V'amar Rav Elazar l'olam, yimod adam esatzma, imichol l'chav esliba yispala, v'yam lava yispala. Well, you gotta really ask yourself the question. Perform a little bit of introspection. Do you think he can muster enough kavana the second time around? Because if he can't, don't bother davening again. So the Gemara says, oh, I know why. You daven the second time because you forgot Yalav Yavo. So what do you mean? Don't we have a brisa that tells us that if you forget Yalav Yavo, it's okay? You got another chance. You forgot Maariv, you got Shachris. You forget Shachris, you got Mincha. You forget Mincha, don't worry. Musaf Mincha. Amalei Lavit Maalam, Rav Yochan B'tzibur Shana. No, what are you talking about? That's talking about Tfilah B'tzibur. Meaning if the Shliach Tzibur forgets Yalav Yavo, so then we're not going to go back and we're not going to repeat because of Tirchot Tzibura. But as an individual, you repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Kami Yishab Ein Tfilah L'Tfilah. Now, in a scenario where you got to daven Shemoneh Esrei again, meaning, so let's say you're an individual, you forgot Yalav Yavo. Let's say you didn't have Kavana, and now you'd like to daven again with Kavana, and you know you can have better Kavana. So what do you do? Rav Huna, Rav Chistach, I'm sorry, how much time do you need to wait between your davenings? Meaning, you got to make a point of separation between one Shemoneh Esrei and the next. Rav Huna, Rav Chistach, Haramar Kedei Shetischonein Da'ato Alav, V'Haramar Kedei Shetischolel Da'ato Alav. So the Gemara gives us two terms to describe the amount of time. The Gemara doesn't give an actual measure of time, but the Gemara tells us enough time to gather yourself. Right? Shetis chonen, you take a look at Rashi, Sheyatei datum yusheves la'aroch devarav b'loshon tchina. Enough time so that when you daven again, you are focused and concentrated. Shetis cholal, the next Rashi, la'shon chilui v'hihi. Rashi says, chilu is basically the same. Enough time so that you gather yourself and you're focused. Man dama k'desh yitzchonen alav k'dichsiv eschanan el Hashem. Right, three weeks ago already. So, man dama k'desh yitzchol al dato alav dichsiv v'yichal Moshe. Okay, that goes all the way back to Kisisa. Am revanan am rav tavolo yitzchosh rosh chodesh arvis em achsion oso. Even as an individual, you forget yalav v'yav on your mariv, you don't go back and you don't daven Maariv again. Because look, we put Yalav Yavo into our Maariv davening, but we all understand, right? And we're going to see Masechta Rosh Hashanah soon enough. Beis Din is not Mekash the Chorish at night. Beis Din can only be Mekash the Chorish during the day. So the nighttime never will, in theory, become the established Rosh Chodesh. We have a set calendar, so we know when it's about to happen. But still, in other words, if you leave it out of Maariv, you don't have to go back and repeat. Beis Din anyway wouldn't have been Mekash the Chorish at night. Elabiyam. Amra Meimim Mestaber Milsa Derav B'Chorish Malay. Now, this halacha of Rav makes sense if it's a Chorish Malay, Ava B'Chorish Chaser, but if it's a Chaser, when we're only establishing one day of Rosh Chodesh, and that one day of Rosh Chodesh happens to be the first day of the next month, meaning you know on a 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is not the new month. Right, we all know. Then the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the last day of the previous month. But if it's a chaser where today's Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the new month, and I forget my Yalav Yavon Maariv, I think I got to go back. I think I got to daven again. Machzir no so. So I'm a Rav Ashi Lamayim Amechti. Rav Tai Makamar, Mali Chasa Mali Malei, Eloloshna. And to which the Gemara says, no, think about it. Rav gave a very specific reason why you don't go back and repeat your Shmon Esrei Amariv. Because Mariv is not a Zman of Kiddush HaChodesh. So really, I kind of understand where you're coming from, but really think of the reason. You're not Mikash the Chodesh at night, period. So it doesn't matter whether it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh, it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. In other words, if you forget Yalav Yava B'Mariv, Me'uvas Lo Yichal Litka, you just simply don't go back. It's not a mistake that you go back for. Hajrach Tzvilas HaShachar, that is the end of the fourth perek. Tomorrow, Shabbos Kodesh, we start the fifth perek of Brachos.